true or false. The difference between man and woman from all of other God's creatures is that God gifted humanity with a soul. That was one of the questions that I had on the final exam for religious ed this year. And one of my more feisty students circled false, and above that sentence wrote, "Dogs and cats have souls too. Google it." So when it was time to review the test, I tried to explain using the story of Genesis how God ensouled humanity by creating him and breathing life into him. A distinct difference between what happened when he created all of the other creatures. This same feisty student raised their hand and said, "My mom says that the Bible is really just a bunch of people writing stuff down. It's not God's word." And immediately, I thought of how quickly we can become corrupted. This student went on to say, "You yourself told us that Adam and Eve really didn't exist, that it's just a story." It was a challenge because, in some ways, this student was correct. The scriptures aren't dictated by God. God did not sit down and write the scriptures, but inspired humanity to recognize God in creation and then to tell that story. And it's easy for us to become corrupted if we remove ourselves from the idea of who God is. Because if we take God out of the equation, all we have left is science. And science is not something that we can rely on in hopefulness, most especially in hopefulness for our purpose in life. You see, when God created all of the other creatures, he simply created those creatures to live, to go about doing what they do, reproducing, eating, dying. But when he created us, he did something different. He said, "Let us make man in our own image. Male and female, he created them. And he breathed life into us." The purpose for breathing life into us is so that we could make God known here in this creation. We were given power over all of creation. We have power over all of the animals. Animals are subject to their own instincts. But we have something more than that, because God breathed life into us. And if we lose sight of that, it's very easy for us to just become base, instinctual animals. And that is a corruption of who we are. And so I went on to explain to this student and to the rest of the class how important it is not for us to nitpick from scriptures, but to take all of scripture, all of the tradition, all that we know in these 2,000 years after Jesus became like us, in order for us to recognize that God is certainly alive. God is certainly present in our midst. And if we lose sight of that, how easy it is for us to lose sight of our purpose. How easy it is for us to lose sight of our goodness, our greatness. And so the challenge for each one of us, as I challenged my students, is our process of living is not just to live, but to live life abundantly. That's the purpose of Jesus coming. And in order for us to live abundantly, we have to make some sacrifices, because we have to reflect who this great God is in our own creation. Sometimes that's painful. We just celebrated the Easter season, but prior to that, we recognize that this Jesus, who loved us so much, gave himself up to death for us. That's the nature of selfless sacrifice. That's what Jesus was imaging for us. And so we have to become selfless. That's hard in this world, because sometimes when we put someone else before us, we can be taken advantage of. We can be hurt emotionally or physically. But abundant life comes from that. We hear that in Peter's letter. He says, "No deceit was found in his mouth. He did no wrong. When he was insulted, he returned no insult." That is an image of who we are called to be. And I would suggest to you, being like that is fundamentally impossible if we lose sight of who God is. And so our challenge is to embrace the scriptures, to study the scriptures, to celebrate the scriptures, and not just the scriptures, but our tradition as Catholic Christians. Because for the last 2,000 years, we have been trying to understand even more who Jesus was and what Jesus meant. Even the Pharisees missed it in Jesus' presence. Even his friends and his trusted apostles missed it in his presence. So we today come into his presence. As we come forward to receive Jesus, let us open our hearts. Let us be open to the idea that Jesus, God, is present. And God is asking of us to make him present in ourselves. Not to forget that God is, but to celebrate that God is, so that we can have life and have it abundantly.